go to Kenny Hinckley. Mm. He was on our Melbourne brekkie show this morning with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. We'll go to the elephant in the room. Against my better judgment, this is Ken when he was asked about the rumours surrounding his departure from Port.
Oh, mate, I think half of people wanting me to move on, maybe, and the other half that it's a quiet news day, perhaps. I don't know, Tim. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I've been incredibly club and I have been incredibly loyal to each other, and you know we'd like to keep it that way. But you can't control. I often, you know, I said last time, you know, the reverse press conference is a great idea for me, but we know that things get said and written about other people, and whether it's me or someone else in this game, they just put your name up without any real facts to it.
Look, whether you like him or you dislike him, I think he's been an absolute beauty for your football club. He's given it credibility and he always handled it himself well.
And I can put every hand on a Bible, Kim, and say if anyone is suggesting that Port Adelaide and Ken Hinckley have had a discussion and have an arrangement, that is absolute rubbish.
Mm.
They are pressing ahead with total commitment to each other, as it should be.
Yeah, well, that'll change if you don't make the eight.
But that's not where it's at the moment.
No, I understand that. But
so to suggest anyone
that
suggest,
might be truthful, Roach, but if there's not chats going on behind closed doors, I'll go he for chasey. Well, you've got to have contingency plans.
I don't think they're that sort of chat.
All right. Well, you're down there. Yeah. I'm not. This one interests me. We had a rule change last night in regards to the exclusion zone.
Yeah.